Yesterday on our Neighbors program, we had the opportunity to talk with the University of Minnesota Extension's John Bennett about different ways to help small business, to retain small business, and how right now many of these organizations that work with small business are in kind of an emergency mode. What do you need? How can we help? And folks can't make necessarily a lot of plans out beyond maybe a couple of weeks. Some more good news happening in Lincoln Park. You heard John talk about Equilibrium 3. Shannon Lang is joining us this morning to talk about a new Lincoln Park neighbor that is moving in. And instead of asking people to bring over a nice hot dish, they're giving people a gift. Good morning, Shannon. It's good to talk with you again.
Good morning, Lisa.
So a
Coco and I are saying hello.
Coco and Shannon are socially distancing and working from home. Shannon does have a coworker now at her place, and she seems the snoring apparently gets to be a little bit much most of the time. But I mean, is that much different than working in any office you could name?
No, not really.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a new neighbor moving into Lincoln Park, and they're bringing gifts. Tell us more.
Well, North Shore Federal Credit Union is moving into Lincoln Park. They're opening a branch at the corner of 19th Avenue and West Superior Street, and we're pretty excited about it. That's always a great thing to have a new business opening up, especially at this time when everybody's kind of stressed and uneasy about what's happening. And I had a little conversation with them, and in lieu of a large grand opening celebration, they're going to scale that piece back a bit. Details you'll have to get from them because they kept that close to the vest. And But decided to use part of that marketing budget to set up some mini grants that we are administering for our Lincoln Park businesses.
So mini grants, what a great idea! I'll take a grant. I'll take a big one, a mini one. I'll take one of any size. And I think most people feel that way right about now. What is the idea behind the mini grants? What are folks? Are we allowed to say how much? And what are folks intended to or expected or being asked to do with this money?
Well, North Shore Federal Credit Union really wanted to help as many businesses as possible, and you know the pool of money is limited, so hence mini grants of up to businesses Lincoln single location Lincoln Park businesses can apply for a mini grant of up to $1,000, and they can use that. The intention is for them to use that money for those additional costs of reopening. So, you know, things that you wouldn't normally have to purchase to open your store. So it might be sanitizer, it might be sanitizing wipes, it might be directional arrows on the floor to show shoppers the direction that they'd like them to shop, to keep everybody as safe as possible the gradual reopening of businesses is happening.
Well, and those little sticker or whatever things. I was in a place the other day, and I thought, wow, did they, like, have these built into the floor or something? Because it was really nice looking that said, stand here, you know, so kind of marking out on the floor what 6 feet apart is. And maybe some places are going to have to maybe push their shelving around or, you know, kind of reconfigure their store so that it's easier for customers to stay 6 feet apart, that kind of thing?
Yep, exactly. And with the city of Duluth expanding relaxing some of the sidewalk use so that restaurants can have more easily have outdoor seating, there might be a need for barriers around tables on the outside. There might maybe, the clear guards for cashiers, all of those things that wouldn't, it's not something that a person when they're sitting down to do their business plan for the next year says, hey, I think this is something that I better put on my business plan. And nobody saw this coming. So at least, at the time, a lot of them were putting their business plans together. And so to help these costs, I think the mini grants are a great idea.
Obviously, it's not practical in our climate year-round, but isn't there, I mean, for me, there's a real sense of excitement and anticipation about a lot of the businesses being able to kind of move into the outdoor space a little bit. The idea that you could eventually walk through the Lincoln Park Business District and you could, you know, take a look at some merchandise outside and maybe sit outside and enjoy a, you know, a little nibble or a cup of coffee with a friend, that sort of thing. It's so appealing when you travel to more hospitable climates. Obviously, folks are able to do that a lot more. And it's just such a really appealing idea. Maybe this will be something that the city will feel is a good idea, you know, between June and August or June and September or something.
Well, the way we're looking at it is this is an opportunity for people to try things out and do some experimenting in terms of, you know, new ways, different ways of doing business. And it could very well be that this is something that people are, you know, it really takes off and people are excited about it. It may be that there are adjustments that need to be made. It may not work at all, although I find that possibility really, that would be surprising to me. But the point being that having this opportunity to use this unfortunate situation to test some new ideas, to look at new ways of doing things. I guess that's the opportunity inside of this really kind of tragic time for our businesses right now.
Businesses have proven, as have individuals, that we can turn on a dime, that we can adjust, that we can make dramatic changes much more quickly than we ever thought that we could. And we also can think outside the box. And it's important not to lose complete sight of that. Not that anybody's really excited that we had to do those things,
right.
But we've got more capability than we think. Now, that having been said, I just realized that the deadline for applying for these mini grants is noon today.
Noon today, that's correct.
So you have 3 hours and 50 minutes to get your grant application filled out if you have not already. Or call Shannon and beg for mercy. I don't know exactly how that goes.
Yeah, I'm afraid not. The deadline is hard at noon today. The good news, though, is that it is a very short application. For a mini grant, we're not going to ask for information about your firstborn. This is a very short application, and we wanted to try and make it as easy as possible for our businesses to apply and also for our steering committee to be able to look at these very quickly and make some determinations about how the funds are going to be dispersed.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we'll let you go and we'll get a link set up. But in the meantime, because obviously we don't want to waste a lot of time here, and it's going to be a while before I'm going to be able, it'll be at least an hour before I'm able to get this post up on the air. If folks want information or if they want to find the application, they can go to equilibrium3.org. And is it kind of clearly marked there on your landing page where folks go for the application?
Yeah, it's a safe reopening.
Okay.
is what you're looking for. So, yep.
All right. So,
safe reopening mini grant. Yep.
We'll get a link set up, but in the meantime, you can navigate over there and get to work on that application. Shannon, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Lisa.
You and Coco have a productive day.
We're going to do just that. Thank you very much.
Shannon Lang, live from working from home at the Equilibrium East Branch with her new coworker, Coco, joining us this morning here on 103.3 KUMD. Once again, we'll get a link set up on our webpage when we post this interview to the webpage. But if you want to go online right away and get to work on that application for one of those mini grants, go to Equilibrium3. That's Equilibrium, and the numeral 3, equilibrium3.org. And right there on the landing page, look for the Safe Reopen Mini Grant.